Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller. Dr. Eller, we are focused this week on Black History Month.
Yes.
And you've brought two great guests in studio with you, Ms. Rhonda Brewer, the library specialist, media specialist, and we have Mr. Jordan Moon, senior and president of the Black Student Union at Sylacauga High School. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. So Dr. Eller, explain the importance of why we're here today.
So as we discussed last week, that this is Black History Month, each of our school buildings have different activities that involve really digging into the rich history of African Americans. And with that, the high school has predominantly held a program. And this program has really been led by the library club there at the high school. And with Ms. Brewer being the library media specialist, she kind of, you know, leads that charge on. And then this year, with the addition of the new Black Student Union Club, they've kind of joined forces to hold the program that will actually be today at 9:15. And so we wanted to give a little preview about it, the importance of it, and really what guests could expect to see and hear today.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm gonna come to Jordan in just a minute. I'm gonna start with Ms. Brewer here.
Yes.
So tell us about the library club's involvement with this in terms of what you do, how it came to be, and really just overall the what people can expect today.
Okay, so every year we are charged with holding the Black History Month program. And this year I was approached by Jordan, who is, as you said, the president of the Black Student Union, about what we wanted to do this year and how we wanted to honor African Americans and Black History Month. And so we decided to focus on the Divine Nine, which are the nine fraternities and sorority associations within the
National Pan-Hellenic Council.
Yes, thank you, Jordan. And so we reached out to Talladega College and invited them to come and be a part of the program. So we are going to have representatives from six or seven of the nine organizations at the high school today, and we're going to present their history and, you know, their importance and their contributions to, you know, African American history.
That's awesome. So, Jordan, you are, as we've said, you're a senior. You're the president of the Black Student Union. This is a new organization on campus. Talk to us about the formation of that and the impact that it's had so far.
I got you. So the Black Student Union was an idea of mine when I was a freshman in high school, but I just thought about, you know, putting it into fruition my senior year. Mr. Hauser and I, who was our sponsor, he and I just said, hey, let's see what we can do. We got some signatures from the students to see if the interest was there. I know I personally had the interest. I know Mr. Hauser had the interest, but we wanted to see if the student body had the interest to form the Black Student Union, and we did. We got all our information together. We sent it off to the Student Government Association. They approved it, and we've just been trying our best to just give our students an opportunity to just learn more about the importance of African American history.
That's awesome. The initiative that you have to be able to bring that to light is just incredible. What's been the response from the students?
It's been a great response. We have, you know, have about 25 to 30 members, which is pretty good for our first year.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of contributions. We donated to the Socktober drive for Miss Chloe Ashley Gamble. She had like a charitable thing that we did, and we donate to them. And of course, like, our main focus this year was the Black History Month program. So it's been phenomenal. We've had a lot of responses.
So let's talk about the Black History Month program. It's a perfect segue to go into that. It's this morning at 9:15.
Correct.
What can everybody expect, and who can come to it?
I got you. So it's open to anybody. The students will be there, and we will have the Talladega College National Pan-Hellenic Council presenting about Black Greek-led organizations. And we do also have a sitting judge, Judge Ashley Bell from Shelby County. Okay. That will be our keynote speaker. So you will come in. The Student Government Association president will call the assembly to order. We'll have a rendition of Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is the Black National Anthem. And then the keynote speaker will come up. And then the climax at the end, we'll have the presentation by the Greeks from Talladega College.
And lastly, what do you, as a senior, you know, just you're about to embark on a new journey outside of high school, going into, I guess it's what people would say, the real world, right? You're going into, whether it's college or vocational, whatever it may be. What do you feel like your legacy would like to be, to leave behind? And then also, what do you want to share with people moving forward?
I would say that even if you're a student, no matter what your position is in the high school, if you have something that you want to do and want to accomplish, just put forth the effort. Be relentless. Be passionate about it. I have a lot of passions, and this one being very particular, Black history. And so I just stayed at it. I did all that I could do. You know, I put my best foot forward, and it's coming to fruition. So I would hope to just leave a legacy that a student that was very passionate about Aggie Pride and very passionate about Black history.
That's awesome. Yeah, so well said. I mean, that's great.
Absolutely.
And Ms. Brewer, I know that you're just super excited to have such a great young man just lead the effort.
Absolutely.
Makes your job easy.
Absolutely, it does. Jordan has been instrumental in getting this program together. He has been in contact with the people at Talladega College. He's been in contact with me every day, making sure all I's are dotted, all T's are crossed, and we're just so excited for you know, any guests, any visitors who want to come out and be a part of this today. Please join us at 9:15 this morning, and we're excited.
That's awesome. That's great, y'all. Thank you so much for being here, Dr. Eller. This falls in line with Kindness Week, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. This week is World Kindness Week, and what a better way to celebrate that than bringing about the history?
Yeah.
Within our nation and our school and our students. And so looking forward to the program today. And like I said, our different schools are doing activities as well. I know my grandsons have done, I have a dream posters.
Yeah.
They're doing a quilt at Denny Valley. We've got the Valentine cards project.
Of course,
taking
yes.
place at Pinecrest.
Yes.
And so just a lot of activities in each of our buildings.
Well, we are so excited to be a part of it, and we hope that there's good turnout this morning.
Yes.
That, you know, the impact of the program leaves a lasting impact and legacy. So thank you so much for what y'all have brought to the
thank
table.
You.
And
yes.
Dr. Eller, thank you for this morning. We really appreciate
it. Thank you. I appreciate the passion and the initiative that our students have, and just the initiative that our teachers and staff have to pursue those and make them happen. So,
absolutely. Any more information you can look at online at scsboe.org. Did you have something else to say?
Oh, I was just saying I appreciate Ms. Brewer being very, very, you know, she just helped me out. She allowed me to do my thing, and she did her thing, and we just meshed real well. So,
yes, couldn't have done this without him.
It's always great to have that relationship with a student and a teacher. I mean, to know that you can rely on each other and have each other's back. Mm-hmm. And that's always a special bond.
And shout out to Mr. Hauser too.
Of
he's
course.
Been
yeah.
he's been very, very helpful. You know, he's kind of been behind the scenes doing some
you
things.
Okay?
We don't want to leave him out. So
sure.
Shout out to him as well. So
good. Awesome. 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 Well, good luck this morning. It's going to be great. And
thank you.
Looking forward to it all. And Dr. Eller, thanks as always.
Yes. Thank you.